Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, today is a special day, and we are very grateful to the Lord that we can start the crossing into the new year 2023 with God's blessing. I also want to thank everyone for all the wishes of blessings, whether they came by mail, by phone, by email, because also for me it was a special day. I have passed from the 89th to the 90th year, and I thank the Lord for the grace He has given me to serve Him all these years. Actually, I had prepared a letter with 25 scriptures to be put on the internet so that everyone could read on New Year's Day what God has put on my heart. But then the decision came that we will read this text today. And we wish everyone God's blessing with all our hearts. And I ask Brother Borg to already start reading right now. Then everyone will have in writing what is being said now, and they can read it. Here you go. To the Bride Church of Jesus Christ, I wish to send heartfelt greetings to all brothers and sisters worldwide who have believed the pure biblical message of God and are now experiencing their preparation for the rapture. With the word of the Lord from Isaiah 55, verse 11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Thanks be to the Lord that we can truly believe with all our hearts that everything that God has said will come true, must come true, for the word of the Lord cannot return void unto him. It will also bring about in the bride what is needed, so that we will be prepared for the rapture. Here you go. The following scriptures are meant to show us what the Lord God expects from us, so that it can be fulfilled what we expect from Him and what He wants to give us by grace, so that we are ready when He comes. The return of Christ has been the hope of all true believers from the beginning, In John 14, verse 2 and 3, our Lord said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Thanks be to the Lord. Oh, how grateful we can be that we can believe God's holy word from the heart, and we know that it will be a reality. The Lord will come again, and we will be taken home and be with the Lord all the time. Here you go. In the Holy Scriptures, the second coming of Christ is repeatedly emphasized. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Hebrews 9:28. And we are among those who wait for him, who truly let themselves be prepared. And we thank the Lord for the blood of the new covenant, for the holy word. And we thank him for the Holy Spirit who leads us into all truth. Here you go. Already of Enoch it is written, by faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. Hebrews 11:5. May the Lord grant this to us all. There are the two particular scriptures, Matthew 3:17. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And Matthew 17:5. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." And all who now hear him, upon them will God's well-pleasing rest, in Jesus' holy name. Here you go. The Lord also spoke of all the things that will happen in the end times, before the return of Christ, whether it concerns Israel, the church, or the general condition on earth. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "Take heed that no man deceive you. He spoke of wars, famines, earthquakes, pestilences, and so forth. Matthew 24, verse 3 to 7. And especially emphasized, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Let us say it from a pure heart. The Lord God has given grace that in our time the original divine message of salvation could be proclaimed worldwide for the first time after 2,000 years. In all the revivals since the Reformation, certain things have been preached, but never on the subject of Godhead, baptism, Lord's Supper. Never has the original, holy, divine message been proclaimed as it was in the beginning. And God used Brother Branham to bring it to us. And God used me so that this message of salvation could be proclaimed in the original throughout the world. And now comes the end, and we thank the Lord for the fulfillment of the word in our time. Amen. Here you go. In Luke 21, verse 28, the Lord said to his own concerning the events of the end times, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Before his return, however, everything must be restored in the church as it was in the beginning. As Acts 3:21 also states, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Thanks be to the Lord. What God announced through the prophets, the Lord proclaimed through the apostles. Old and New Testament belong together. Hear the promises and hear the fulfillment. And we are truly thankful to the Lord that we can teach, believe, baptize, and do everything in the same way today as our brothers and sisters did 2,000 years ago in the beginning. The Lord has kept his word and restored everything and brought it back to its rightful state. Here you go. This includes the promise that at the end of the time of grace, before the terrible day of the Lord dawns, God would send a prophet. This promise of Malachi 4, verse 5 and 6 has been fulfilled through the ministry of Brother Branham. He will turn the heart of God's children back to the apostolic fathers. As for the event of the rapture itself, we read in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 15 to 17. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Praised and glorified be the name of our Lord. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, the resurrection of our Lord is the guarantee for our resurrection, and his ascension is the guarantee that we will be taken up to heaven, to glory, at the rapture. Hallelujah! Praise and glory be to our Lord. Here you go. Philippians 3, verse 20 and 21 states, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. The requirement for this is that the following word comes true in us. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Romans 8:11. We say amen to that. This is what is written, and this is how it will happen. The important thing is that the Spirit of God can take dwelling in us, that we don't just operate gifts, but that the fruit of the Spirit can be manifested. And we thank the Lord that he will see to it that the Spirit of God can really take dwelling in us, that our life is completely consecrated to the Lord, and that the Spirit will transform our mortal bodies as it happened with our Redeemer. His mortal body has been transformed and he has gone to glory. And we too will be transformed and enter into glory. Amen. Here you go. This promise will be an experienced reality at the return of our Lord. At the same time, we are exhorted to stand firm and wait for God to complete His work through a mighty working of the Spirit. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. James 5:7-8. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Joel 2:23. Thanks be to the Lord. For the promise has been given in the Old and New Testament. He will cause the early and latter rain to fall together, and a mighty working of the Spirit will take place in the bride church, and we will all have a part in it. Here you go. Since no one knows the exact hour of his return, we are urged to be ready at all times. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 24:44. We must also take this serious word to heart. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, lest any of you turns out to be left behind. May the Lord God grant that in no one who now believes with all his heart, truly believes, and the ministry that the Lord has given Brother Branham to bring the last message and to restore everything back to the original state, he who believes this from the heart and witnesses it personally, this is the period of time when we have to put away all lukewarmness, all sluggishness. We must become fiery, ready to serve the Lord and take the matter seriously. and the Lord will fulfill every promise on us. Here you go. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Hebrews 4, verse 1 and 2. Abraham believed God and saw the promise fulfilled, and we too believe God and His word and will experience the promise in the fulfillment. Like Paul, who took his service for the Lord seriously, I would also like to recommend warmly the following scripture to all believers. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. To this end, may the Lord give us all grace, so that we can truly say from the heart, Thy perfect will be done in our lives. We are at your disposal, O Lord, after spirit, soul, and body. Do with us what you have purposed, and it will happen because God has promised it. Here you go. To the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 13. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Philippians 2:16. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Philippians 1, verse 9 to 11. Beloved brothers and sisters, such scriptures we need to read again and again and really ask the Lord to make true in our lives what we have read, so that we truly stand before God without spot, without wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified in the Word of God, led by the Holy Spirit, that all this can become divine reality in our lives. Here you go. It is our earnest desire that all these scriptures be done on us and through us. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse
23.
And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. 1 John 2, verse 28.
1. Johannes 2, 28.
Oh, may the Lord truly give grace to that, that no one will be left behind. I believe that in glory not a single chair will be left empty. We will sit down to the meal, and there will be an uncountable multitude. I have seen the rapture. I have seen the uncountable multitude. I have really experienced it. And I am thankful to the Lord that we may believe that it will really happen shortly. But the day and hour only God knows. Here you go. For what is our hope, or joy, or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? 1 Thessalonians 2, verse
19.
This refers to all those whom God has chosen before the foundation of the world. To them the apostle calls out the serious words, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Ephesians 4, verse
30.
Only those who belong to the bright church are sealed, and to them is addressed the earnest admonition not to grieve the Spirit of God through unbelief and disobedience. But it is my firm belief that what the apostle wrote to the brothers and sisters in his time still applies to us today. Being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1, verse 6. Brother Branham has carried out his biblical commission and brought the message that foreruns the second coming of Christ. I was used by the Lord to carry the last message, the revealed word, into all the world after his going home. All true ministering brethren, preach the same word and share the same spiritual food. And thus the bride church is brought into the unity of the Spirit and in lockstep with the Word. Beloved brothers and sisters, in all humility, may I ask the following question. Have you ever heard of a brother coming forward after the ministry of Brother Branham and reported when he was called, where he was called, what he was told when he was called? Has there been a single brother on earth in a country who after the passing of Brother Branham could say, then and there the Lord called me, commissioned me to go from city to city to preach the word and then to give out the food, as Brother Branham confirmed it on the 3rd of December, 62. This must be said once, that such a calling does not come to two or three, but always to one. There was only one Moses, only one Joshua, only one Elijah, only one Elisha. There was always only one whom God could really use. And all who recognize the ministry that God has set have part in the same ministry, the same proclamation, and will proclaim the same word. Here you go. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Matthew 25, verse 10. Behold, I come quickly, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Revelation 22, verse 17. For the year 2023, we expect God to do great things and fulfill His promises on us all. We can be assured that His word will accomplish in all who believe it what it was sent to do and bring about what He has promised. Amen. We are really very grateful to the Lord. We can emphasize that again and again. After all, we look back on all the years since 1966. And we thank the Lord that really all peoples and tongues could be included. And as it is written, that the gospel of the kingdom of God, the divine message of salvation, would be proclaimed to all peoples, and then the end will come. The end will come. God is only waiting until the last ones are called. But so far, everything is fulfilled. But now everything will really come blow by blow. And we are thankful to the Lord that we don't need to set dates at all, but that all continue to live their lives, but in their hearts they are connected with God and experience their preparation. It is very much on my heart that all young people who have grown up in believing families children become adolescents become adults, and we have actually printed another 1,000 German Bibles. And I would like all the young people and all those who would like to have a Bible to order one and receive it free of charge. May the Lord God grant grace so that all young people may also have their own personal experiences of salvation. Because often enough, Brother Branham said, God has only children, only sons and daughters, no grandchildren. All those who are born into believing families must have the same experiences of salvation. And here is really a serious word addressed to all of us that has just been read out. Those who were ready went in to the marriage supper, and the door was closed. The last call goes forth. The final message has gone out worldwide. And now I say it again, let us put away all sluggishness, all lukewarmness, everything, and serve the Lord, not missing a single meeting, but really experience our preparation. And I tell you, in every sermon, there is something for everyone. Thanks be to the Lord that we feel personally addressed. I recently spoke to some brothers. In the same way that I, Brother Frank, can testify, the Lord stood there on the right side of the window and spoke to me. And every word remains for eternity. He did speak to me personally, and it must come to this, that the word speaks to everyone personally, there where we are, namely under the proclamation of the word of God. May the Lord bless everyone this year. May it be a year of jubilee, that we all come into possession, into the full restoration, and that the Lord may bless from the riches of His grace in all peoples, tongues, and nations. Thanks be to the Lord, also for all our brothers who translate into all the languages. Thanks be to the Lord for the brothers in the technic. Thanks be to the Lord that all the sermons can be broadcasted. Thanks be to the Lord God that we can experience this last phase consciously by grace. And let us really say it before the face of God. It is the most important period in the entire history of mankind and the most important phase for the Church of the Living God. He who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say to the churches through the Word, through the last message. For therein will lie our preparation, that we believe every word, that we have no inner resistance, and that we, as we heard it in the word of introduction, no word that has gone out from the mouth of our God to you, to me, to us, will return unto him void, but that in you, in me, in us, it will accomplish for what it was sent to do and bring about what God has decided from eternity in his plan of salvation. This is yes, and this is amen, as surely as all God's promises are yes and amen, and their fulfillment will come true through us. Oh, thanks be to the Lord our God, from the bottom of our hearts, that we may experience it personally, the calling out, the separation, the preparation, we may experience personally by grace. May this year be a blessed year of the Lord, even in all the trials through which we go. Hardships are everywhere, but let us put our trust in the Lord. He is with us all the days until the end of the world, until he comes and takes us home. And then all suffering will be over. All that was earthly will be left behind, and we will be taken up to our Lord. Blessed and praised be the Lord. Once again, let it be emphasized, we believe in the complete redemption after spirit, soul, and body. We thank God for the Word, for the blood, for the Spirit. We thank God for the Old and New Testament. We thank God for all that he has given us by grace. And we thank him that he will come again as our Lord and Savior to take us into glory. To him be the glory for all eternity. Be blessed with the blessings of Almighty God, in Jesus' holy name. Amen.